Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The days are numbered for the Texas World Speedway, albeit many days away.
College Station's interim director of planning and development, Lance Sims, says the proposed master plan community just outside the south city limits would eventually replace the racetrack.
All the dirt work, you know, involved, and I'm sure you've seen the racetrack, but it's a banked, you know, I believe it's a 2 mile oval banked structure, and so there's a lot of dirt work eventually that would have to happen to make this development complete.
Sim says the developer did a market study that indicated it would take 15 years to complete the $513 million project. It would include nearly 1,400 single-family homes, among other things. Sim says the developer wants to start construction on the so-called Speedway District in 2015 or 16. That's contingent on the city council and the state approving a municipal utility district. The council holds a public hearing on the 27th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks to the success of South by Southwest, the BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau may have their foot in the door for bringing UIL events to town. CVB President Shannon Overby talked about the UIL during the last College Station City Council meeting 2 weeks ago.
They stay in Austin. They don't really look at other communities, and we have chiseled away at them.
Now, the UIL is considering a new location and or date for future state boys basketball tournaments. Organizers say they've drawn as many as 100,000 in the past. Since South by Southwest has grown, basketball attendance has dropped to below 70,000. Organizers say the festival has made it hard to find affordable lodging in and around Austin. A subcontractor for BTU had nearly $10,000 in stolen equipment and materials returned. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says three people were caught at a recycler in North Bryan.
The same afternoon, they reported to us that someone was there trying to sell that wire. And so we responded rather quickly, and as a result of that, we've arrested three individuals and charged them with the theft.
Charged with burglary and theft were 32-year-old Christine Belford, 29-year-old Carl McGuire, and 22-year-old Dylan Clay, all from Bryan. Kirk says they asked the recycler to be on the lookout for almost 300 feet of aluminum wire. Deputies also recovered bolt cutters, come-alongs, stands, pulleys, and batteries. Nearly 20-year-old motorcyclists from near Lincoln, Nebraska, weren't able to outrun College Station police. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says public assistance helped catch the bikers who were being pursued by patrol after running a stop sign at Holloman and Eleanor Tuesday afternoon.
We had some pedestrians in the area, pointed the officers in the right direction. We were able to locate both motorcycles and take both drivers into custody for the felony offense of evading arrest in a vehicle.
According to the arrest report, one of the bikers was going 80 miles per hour through the neighborhood, and in an unrelated case, a car burglar working at 3:30 Wednesday morning was seen. The witness called 911, and in 4 minutes, police arrived on Cross Street between Tauber and College Main in the Northgate District. 19-year-old Tobias Brown of Bryan was arrested for breaking into a car and an SUV. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 43 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility is the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley, offering short-term acute hospice care. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
It's 8:10. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine today. High temperatures are probably going to be somewhere around 65 later this afternoon after a cool start. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight, 45. Clouds will continue to move in from the south and west tomorrow. We could see a stray shower during the day. Highs will be up around 65. Lots of clouds for tomorrow night. There's the chance of a shower. Lows near 55. Clouds and scattered showers Saturday with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, it's not going to help us because we're not a Comcast town, but Comcast has struck a deal for the rights to sell the first season of House of Cards through
Holy
their cable service.
Cow.
I mention that because that's probably a coming trend. We're probably going to see that kind of thing happen. Wouldn't surprise me if Suddenlink gets into something like that. The deal's part of the cable's effort to offer more programs for sale, which is a valuable move as far as the movie studios are concerned. Sony was on the other side of this particular deal because they had global distribution rights for the series, even though it was made by a different company. While it's doubtful the opportunity to buy the series is going to affect Netflix subscriber count, the cost is $1.99 per episode, and that doesn't compare well with Netflix, which is $7.99, kind of all-you-can-eat thing. But it does highlight how Netflix is leaving money on the table and not having secured ownership of the show. Bad business decision. I bet they don't make that mistake again. One of the big differences between Netflix and HBO, unlike Netflix, HBO tends to own its programs that it airs, which makes it a lot of additional money in sales and its TV shows in various venues. But, I mean, just for a minute, if you'll consider Netflix and how those guys really did have to change their business plan on the run, this is the second kind of bad decision, not as bad as when they tried to come up with the two-tier deal. What was that, about a year ago?
Yeah.
And once again, the market responded, and they backed down in, what, about 2 days?
Mm-hmm.
Said, no, we didn't mean that. But when you consider they went from a company, that was an interesting concept at the time. You tell them what you want, they would mail it to you, you watch it, then you turn around and mail it back to them, and that worked out fine. But when it needed to be instantaneous delivery, then they were able to get on that boat as well. So, I mean, congrats to them for being able to do that. So a couple of missteps, but we'll see how all that plays out right there. So, I don't know, you guys watch this?
House of Cards?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, okay, there you are.
There you go.
You're kind of a political critter. I know you
well,
like
yeah,
that.
Well, yeah, but I'll tell you what makes this series for me is Kevin Spacey, one,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Kevin Spacey looking right into the camera and talking to you.
Oh, I mean, that's good.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's like he peers right into your soul.
He does.
Yeah, no, that's a good, and Kevin Spacey is good. Well, I've got one of my kiddos gave me the first episode on DVD, and so I'm going to watch that and catch
first
up.
First episode? Or
I mean, it's the first season.
Okay, just right. Making sure.
Yeah, watch that, and then I'll go ahead and catch up on two, because he's president now, right?
I have not seen the second season.
Oh,
thanks for spoiling it.
Yeah, I think it's something like No. You know it in the very beginning. No, you know it in the very beginning. No, I've seen the promo. He says, now we're up to number one or something like that. So there you go. Not that big a deal. Didn't spoil that much.
How do you know number one's the presidency?
Well, that's true. It may not be. All right, here we go. Gwen's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
What's going on in your world?
Well, we're very busy. This is our busy time of year, yep. Spring and summer. And what we've got new now is our online registration capability.
Okay.
And it is, we're kicking it off big time on Monday, March 17th. We've got a lot of great programs coming available to register on Monday.
Okay, let's give them the website now, and then we'll do it at the end, too.
BrianParksandRecreation.com.
Okay.
And a lot of good information on there. So. But the aquatics division right now, what they're going to have available is spring swim lessons, our lifeguard classes, which actually start March 22nd.
Okay.
And then, two, the Brian Barracudas. Interested in being involved with them, you can also, they're accepting applications on this online registration. The requirements are all listed on there as well, so BrianParksandRecreation.com is the place to go. We're also very happy to announce that we'll be introducing two new aquatic programs this spring and summer. Aquatic Boot Camp, which is kind of a step above your water aerobics,
okay.
A little more intense.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got our prenatal postpartum aquatic program. All those new moms can come out and get a little more toned and water resistance in there. And it's a heated pool. Brian Aquatic Center is a heated pool.
It is, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just want to reiterate that.
Even on a day like this morning when it's a little bit chilly,
we
still
have
work.
People swimming every morning. It's crazy. So, we're real excited about that. Now, you can not only just register for, you know, programs as such, we also have our events coming up, like Family Camp Out. It's April 12th and 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And you can register your family for that beginning Monday as well. And pre-registration for adults is $7 and children are $5. And This year, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have Despicable Me 2 playing out there under the stars, stargazing, campfire stories, and all the things involved with that. Dinner, snacks, and breakfast are always included. And if you don't have a tent, we'll make it easy. You can rent one for us and
put
it up for you. So, yeah, so we make it very easy to come out for those young families that just aren't really used to.
Well, and that's a good point right there because, again, you're talking about an investment, and if you end up not enjoying it, then look at all that. You're going to have to put that at a garage sale or whatever, or you don't know how.
Exactly.
Why start out not on a good note because you don't know how to put the tent up, so you all are taking care of two really major things.
And it's at Austin's Colony Park. Yeah. So you know what? If those kids just aren't that ready yet, you can go home
very
easily.
Sure, that's true. Daddy, I want to go home. Okay, boom, get in the car, and you're gone. No, that's good. That's kind of an intro. The other thing that folks need to understand also is if they do it when we're in the middle of a drought, it always seems to bring rain.
That's true. We've had a few.
We have, but that's okay. But that's part of
mushy.
That's part of camping, too. That's part of the entire experience.
Exactly.
It's a good thing.
You know, it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of games and activities throughout the day on that Saturday and then Sunday. You know, you pack up and you're home by 10.
Yeah.
So it's a great event. Hershey Track and Field Games will be coming up May 17th. And also you can register for that individually beginning Monday. This is an event for kids 9 to 14 years old that's been hosted across the United States and beyond for more than 30 years.
Yeah.
It'll be held at the Merrill Green Stadium at Bryan High on Saturday at 10 a.m. And registration runs from Monday until May 16th. The games are sponsored by the Hershey Company and co-hosted locally by us and our College Station Parks and Recreation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a goal to encourage that physical fitness among youth and emphasize participation and sportsmanship.
You've been doing this for a while, too.
This has been several years now, and it's become really popular. And we've got the events including 50-meter dash, 100-meter dash, 200-meter dash, 400-meter dash, 4x100-meter relay, and standing long jump and softball throw. So there's something for everybody out there, all ages. So it's a lot of fun to come out there and watch these kids do this. And some of them really move on to do bigger things with it.
Sure, it could introduce them to it. That's
exactly.
Now, also, as far as now just pool hours and things like that, is that already up on the website? Or
everything
that be
is up on the website. This new registration is very simple to use. You can go on there and it'll direct you to it. It's all coded system. So when you go on there, you'll see exactly what you need. Just click on it. Makes it very easy. You can be at home in your pajamas at 11 o'clock at night and
do that. So there you go. It's going to be a busy summer and Bryan Parks and Recreation getting that all together. And the website again is?
BryanParksandRecreation.com.
That's it. Gwen Schilling's here this morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. We visit with the folks from the city of Bryan on Thursdays and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Better than expected news from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Fewer workers joined the unemployment lines last week. The Labor Department counted 315,000 first-time claims for jobless benefits, 9,000 fewer than the prior week. Retail sales picked up last month. The Commerce Department says sales rose by 0.3% in February. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you'll pay more when your membership renews. Amazon is hiking the price of a Prime subscription from $79 to $99 a year. You're in for sticker shock if you've not shopped for a new car lately. Vehicles are very expensive now. Experian says more car buyers are financing for more than 6 years as the average amount financed has increased. That raises buyers' total costs and also extends the period buyers owe more than their car is worth. J.D. Power says more buyers are leasing their vehicles to keep the payments from breaking the bank. Stock market futures are still higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in six different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches.
Call now and find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. 800-558-2838. That's 800-558-2838.
I don't just guarantee.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABC Home and Commercial Services.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
You know, you ask your joints to do a lot of things, from simple movements to playing sports to lifting a toddler. So it only makes sense to support those rather important joints with a trusted product like Essential Joint Care from the Activate Company. Now, whether age or overuse has led you to seek some joint relief or support, well, Essential Joint Care will work faster than anything on the market to get those joints working like they used to. Now, Dr. Steelman's high-quality glucosamine chondroitin formula protects and revitalizes cartilage. It eases occasional joint stress and nourishes the joint matrix. Whether it's running after a soccer ball, bending over to plant some flowers, or opening a jar, Essential Joint Care works inside the joint to make the joint work for you. You can find out more about Essential Joint Care at myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411.
Ever wonder where some of the things you use every day come from? I know I do. As a matter of fact, I kind of make my living searching them out and telling you about them. And I know from our mail here at Little Known Facts that you enjoy it as much as I do. Sometimes the origin is a real surprise. Like that all-American invention, the sport utility vehicle, the SUV? Nope, not American at all. Our friends the Australians invented that to traverse their infamous outback. Did you know that Michael Jackson holds a patent? He does. He patented a method of creating an anti-gravity illusion. It's a special pair of shoes that are attached to the stage. It allows him to lean at a very acute and unusual angle during a performance. He used those same shoes for his famous moonwalk routine. A comedian, Danny Kaye, received a patent in 1952 for the toy that you use at birthday parties and New Year's Eve. You know, when you blow on the mouthpiece and a paper snake unfurls? I think that we realize that most invented or created products are done by those whose professions relate to their expertise. And how about that invention that most women in today's society treasure? Ultra sheer pantyhose. Can you guess who came up with those? Oh yeah, nylons have been around for quite a while. But the development of a few other materials in the space program, such as Orlon and Dacron, have enabled something better, cheaper, and easier to use than nylon. Ultra sheer, ultra snug pantyhose. And who do you think has a patent on those? Well, who do you remember that made them famous? Well, you have to be over 45 years old to really know, but think back to the first person who wore skin-tight outfits and wore them beautifully, by the way. It was in the original Batman television series and an outfit worn by actress Julie Newmar, who played Catwoman. Remember her? Well, she also did appearances on the Beverly Hillbillies, Star Trek, Melrose Place, and Bewitched, not to mention her own series with Bob Cummings called My Living Doll. But most of us remember Julie and that fantastic figure as the original Catwoman and the ultra-sheer bodysuit that she wore in that show. It's a little-known fact that actress Julie Newmar holds the patent on ultra-sheer, ultra-snug pantyhose. Interesting, huh?
You know, you wouldn't buy a car or a boat or a major appliance if the warranty only covered material, leaving you to pay the labor or the freight and the other charges. So don't make the same mistake when you're making a window or a glass purchase. With many players in the window industry, limited warranties are truly limited. At Intercon, the warranties they provide cover 100% of the cost and get the product performing as it should. The labor and the freight charges on other vendors' warranties can add up to hundreds, even thousands of dollars. So ask questions about other warranties that are offered. What costs are not covered? Are they transferable? What happens if a vendor goes out of business? Intercon does not represent any fly-by-night manufacturers who change their name or their product line continually. They have long-standing relationships with their vendors that offers the best warranty in the business. Years down the road, Intercon will still be here in the Brazos Valley making sure that the product they sold you lives up to the expectations. So call Intercon, get the best product at the best price and the best service. When it comes to windows, trust your local friends and neighbors at Intercon. Call Oscar or Brad Beard at Intercon at 823-3639 today.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG offers everything you need to do game day right. TVs that offer lifelike picture quality, brilliant colors, and exceptional clarity. And appliances turn chore time into your time. Rely on the LG Appliance Team, LG Turbo Wash, and Door-in-Door Refrigerator to help you get things done so you have time to enjoy life's good moments. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
Aggie basketball taking part on the 2014 SEC Men's Basketball Tournament, the tournament at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. The Aggies have a game scheduled at noon today, Texas time, against the University of Missouri. The game will broadcast on this radio station starting at 11:30. With a win in that game, the Aggies would advance and play the number one seed at noon tomorrow, Texas time. That would be the University of Florida. So a tough task ahead for Texas A&M. Most recent game between Texas A&M and Missouri was a week ago yesterday, and the Aggies played in Columbia and lost that one by a point, 57-56. In that ball game, A&M placed three in double figures, led by Jamal Jones, who had 16, 13 for Alex Caruso. Courtney Robertson had 10 points and 9 rebounds. They got 20 points out of Jabari Brown in the game for the University of Missouri. So again, the broadcast coming up today at 11:30 right here on this radio station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
The temperature of a breeze. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Most cars now have thermometers that show the temperature outside. Karen McLaughlin emailed us wondering whether the thermometer would show a lower temperature when the car is moving. We asked spacecraft thermal control engineer Jack Urkel at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab. His response?
Well, for a standard mercury thermometer, it will not change. Air temperature is air temperature.
So why does wind feel cooler, and why does blowing on soup cool it down?
The air moving across the bowl of soup is going to transfer more heat because the convective coefficient is going to be higher in the moving air than it would be in still air.
In other words, moving air carries heat away from a warm object faster than still air, but its temperature is the same. If you have a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or email us from our website, www.scienceupdate.com. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
John Deere 5D Series tractors are the definition of quality, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Right now, you can get a 50-45D utility tractor for $14,399. With a deal like this, you can conquer tough jobs and enjoy John Deere reliability for years to come, all for just pennies on the dollar. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends April 30, 2014. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. 30% fewer spectators at the state high school's boys basketball tournament has organizers contemplating changing the dates and or locations. That would play into the hands of the BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau. At the last College Station City Council meeting, CVB President Shannon Overby says they've been pitching the UIL to use facilities at A&M for all statewide events.
Bobby Beiser, who serves on our board, has helped us in bringing over the UIL planners to see the facilities on campus immediately after we signed the agreement, and that was for music and theater, academic, and sports. So it was for all of it, and they were very excited, so we certainly see some potential there.
Back in Austin, the South by Southwest Festival has reduced attendance at the boys basketball tournament from 100,000 to 70,000. Tournament organizers say it's due to a supply of affordable lodging. The clock is now running for the Houston developer who's receiving up to $5 million in future sales tax money from the city of Bryan. Wednesday was opening day for the new Walmart at West Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. City Councilman Chuck Condorla on WTAW's The Infomaniac says this has been needed for 30 years.
There's no money coming out of a taxpayer's pocket, and here you have Walmart coming in that is an anchor. And Scott, I would love to tell you the two major things that are coming in by Walmart, but I can't. This is a big game changer for Westside. It's not just a grocery store. It's an anchor to bring in other businesses and other jobs and other opportunities for people in the area to live and work in Bryan.
The city's agreement with the developer covers any sales tax drop at the Walmart on Briarcrest. The bottom line is the developer has 15 years to collect the $5 million. A proposed master plan community just outside the south city limits of College Station would eventually replace the Texas World Speedway.
Developers of the so-called Speedway District told Interim Director of Planning and Development Lance Sims it would take 15 years to complete the $513 million project. Contingent on the city council and state approving a municipal utility district, Sims says the city and the developer would move on other agreements. One involves annexation.
I don't have specifics on that yet, but I will tell you that, that you know, longer term, the area was planned to be annexed anyway, and so we'll negotiate the terms of specifics through that strategic partnership agreement.
Another takes up land use regulations.
In many cases, this property will function as if it is inside the city in terms of, you know, zoning and land use and development standards, you know, whether it's streets or sidewalks or water or sewer lines or whatever.
The council holds a public hearing in 2 weeks. If approved, it would include nearly 1,400 single-family homes, retail stores, a business park, an elementary school, two recreation centers, three parks, and more than 5 miles of walking trails. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police received public assistance in arresting someone accused of breaking into two cars in the Northgate District and catching two Nebraska motorcyclists who ran a stop sign, then attempted to run away from officers. Early Wednesday morning, Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 911 received a call from a witness watching what was taking place on Cross Street between College Main and Tauber.
You know, they were all related to
the person calling into our dispatch at that point had seen an individual get going around trying door handles. Saw this person enter into his friend's vehicle, so he knew that person had no right to be there. He contacted our dispatch. He stayed on the line. He was able to provide a very detailed description and direction of travel.
Officers responded in 4 minutes, stopped a man wearing clothing to what was reported, then arrested 19-year-old Tobias Brown of Bryan on 2 counts of burglary of a motor vehicle. Then 3 loud motorcycles caught the attention of College Station police Tuesday afternoon. 3 officers saw the bikes run a stop sign at Holloman and Eleanor near the Lincoln Recreation Center. After the bikers saw the officers, they split up and accelerated. Police credit the help of pedestrians in stopping 2 of the 3 bikers. The 20-year-olds visiting College Station from the Lincoln, Nebraska area were arrested for evading arrest. 1 officer indicated speeds reached 80 miles per hour. The 3rd motorcyclist was not caught. Three Bryan residents are arrested after attempting to sell approximately $10,000 of stolen equipment and materials Tuesday. Sheriff Chris Kirk says a North Bryan recycler was asked to be on the lookout for the stolen property from a BTU subcontractor working northeast of Bryan near Walker Settlement Cemetery.
You know, they were all related to a wireline project out there. They were tools and batteries and then some electrical wire and lines and some of the equipment that they need to install that.
Kirk says they received a call from the recycler the same afternoon about an attempt to sell similar items. Officers were told three suspects sold nearly 300 feet of aluminum wire out of their truck. Inside the truck, officers found more equipment from the subcontractor. 32-year-old Christine Belford, 29-year-old Carl McGuire, and 22-year-old Dylan Clay were charged with burglary and theft. Belford and Clay are also charged with possession of methamphetamine. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 46 degrees. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Calling all fashion-forward and philanthropic ladies. The fifth annual Power of the Purse is Friday, March 28th at 6:30 p.m. This ladies' event features a designer handbag auction and all things ladies love most. Proceeds from the Power of the Purse support the Brazos Valley Rehabilitation Center, a local children's charity celebrating 57 years in our community. Tickets for Power of the Purse cost $40. Reservations required. Call the Brazos Valley Rehabilitation Center at 776-2872 to reserve your seat.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Good morning, it's 837. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure continues to keep our weather nice today, but clouds are going to be moving in from the south and west, and they'll continue to move in into the weekend. Today, sunshine with a high very close to 65 degrees, turning partly cloudy tonight, lows near 45. Becoming cloudy tomorrow, there could be a shower, 65. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, a low of 55. Cloud Saturday, the chance for a shower, highs anywhere from 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Got 37 right now out there, but again, it'll be very nice by the time the weekend ends. Okay, I mean the day ends. So, Patrick, we talked about this Flappy Bird thing.
Yeah.
Right now. Zach, are you a player?
Yes, yes. Oh. I've still got the app on my phone, but I'm liable to get a new phone, so I think I'm going to end up losing my app.
Now, see, all right, so what level did you get to?
I've got 63, 60, I was trying to bring it up, but 60-something.
Okay. Patrick?
In the 40s.
Okay. Hey, all right, in 40s. Your face, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so are people, you still play it then, huh?
No.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, so you see, Patrick, your level of expertise is not as high, and so as a result, you're going,
Practice makes perfect.
Sort of, but, yeah. I mean, it's just an... it's just a number at this point.
Yeah,
it's,
there you go.
Yeah.
Now, so we have found out more about Dong Nu, who's the creator of Flappy Bird. He apparently grew up in a village called Van Phu. His father was a hardware store owner, and his mom worked for the government. His first gaming device was a cloned Nintendo. He obsessively played Super Mario Brothers, drew his own poster of Mario, and he hung that in his childhood bedroom. He learned code by the age of 16. So, there. He also said that he made Flappy Bird for people on the move. He wanted people to be able to play it while one hand was holding the strap on the train.
Okay.
Makes sense, okay. Didn't tell his parents about his success, even though at its highest point he was making $50,000 a day. Reason he didn't tell them is because they don't understand games. Okay. Before he decided to have his bird face plant when a player mistapped he tried having it explode into a bloody pulp and bounce back across the ground.
Yeah, jeez. Like
that? Yeah. That's significantly different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So.
He also tried hundreds of different sounds before he settled on that little thwack thing. He wanted the bird's deaths to be as funny as possible. He smokes a lot of cigarettes. Shocking, he hated how others got addicted to the game. And he really apparently got very distressed over the emails that he would, the messages that he would get. One read, 13 kids in my school broke their phones because of your game, and they are still playing it because it's addicting like crack. Is that when he gets doinked, or is that when he...
I don't play with the sound on, so I wouldn't
know. Very good.
I get in the zone, and I can't...
I got it. The message bothered him so much because it reminded him of his past, because he had trouble with tests in high school because he was playing too much. He was playing Counter-Strike. There you go. He's making 3 new games, and he might even bring the original back. Just saying. Just letting you know.
I was about to say, why on earth did he get rid of that? He's making $50,000 a day. I'd go laughing all the way to the bank.
Tired of the death threats.
Yeah, and that's it. Apparently, it did. Apparently, it troubled him so much that he was getting those kind of messages having to do with the game. Okay.
No. I wouldn't even bother with them. I'd just be like, all right, I got my money. I don't really care.
Know your audience, though. Know your audience. Okay, your mama taught you manners, or meant to, or should have, or whatever. Here are some very common etiquette rules that you may unintentionally be breaking. RSVP to every invitation helps the host plan better. When an invitation says no gifts, don't bring a gift, because you'll embarrass the other guests who actually obeyed the request. If you want to give a gift, then do it privately. Don't ask people to come to a restaurant to celebrate your husband's birthday and then expect them to pay for their own food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would think. If the party's at your house, you wouldn't ask people to pay, so you shouldn't do that at a restaurant either. You are a host. You should pay the bill. If you can't afford it, don't do it. Do it at home or invite fewer people. Do not use a speakerphone when asking if it's okay with the other person. The other person may want the call to be confidential, and they don't know who's on the other line or on the other end of the line, and, you know, obviously it can be heard. Don't talk about children in their presence as if they aren't there. And instead of asking the parent, how old is he? Why don't you just ask the child, how old are you?
I hated it when my folks did that.
Yeah, see, don't wait to send a wedding gift until after the wedding. The notion that you have a year to send a wedding gift is not true. The gift is to celebrate the event, not the one-year anniversary of the event. So just trying to help you out a little bit there. And if you need a gift, by golly, we've got a solution for you just a few feet away and just cost you a little bit of money. How well does your office soda machine know you? A network of smart, connected vending machines will soon use facial recognition and a membership program to market and sell everything from food to electronics with giant touch screens. The high-tech machines will use data analysis, and the internet will make sure that they stay stocked with your favorite drink and get repaired as soon as they break. There's a giant touch screen, has a rotating animation of snack items like sodas, candy bars, etc. The top of the machine also has a camera which will use facial recognition in order to see who it's marketing to, personalizing what is on display on the screen. The new vending machine also will allow users to send gifts to friends. A user could pick out a package of potato chips and then choose a recipient for the list of friends. Users will be able to enter their social media accounts, because you want that in a vending machine, don't you? Of course you do. That way the system will know who your friends are as well. You're standing there, you go, oh, my God, I'm getting a text from a vending machine. After choosing the recipient, the vending machine sends a notification message to the friend along with a code that allows the recipient to come pick up their gift at any participating machine.
That's so overly complicated.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Okay. You know, Patrick has just sent a package of potato chips to Frank, who lives 5 cities away, and he can go to a green vending machine and redeem it. I guess he puts a code up, and it reads the code, and then you get the free
pack. Well, hey, and if they're making money off it, I'm not knocking it. I just don't understand how.
Well, I don't either. And again, that part about if it breaks, they'll repair it.
Yeah.
I have to think, once again, the more things there are in it, the more things there are that can go wrong. But it does speak to what our society is about now, and that is that wireless device that you have, liable to be all that you need to transact all kinds of business. And as we discussed more than a little while, near-field communications is getting us to that point where, mm-hmm. you know, you'll be able to use that to take the money out of your account and transfer it to the merchant right then, right there. And I guess that's good. Not sure, but I guess it is. Now, the Neil Young is one of course, many people who's at South by Southwest. He used that as an opportunity to kick off this. He put together a sound thing, I think, for iPods and smartphones, and he put a Kickstarter plan together for the Pono music player. He raised $1.8 million in one day. $1.8 million. He was trying to raise $800,000, but instead, 221% above that. Pono, he promises, will offer a dynamic sound for digital music that'll blow away your iTunes, your iPod, and any MP3 device. Haven't seen it, don't know what it looks like, but obviously, I guess you attach it to your device, or you, because I guess there's mobility, I believe, to it, and so as a result, you just attach it to your device and it has some kind of a kick butt speaker on it.
Yeah,
something.
It's shaped like a Toblerone.
Oh, is it?
Well, it's
well,
triangular.
There you go. We had Toblerones here earlier.
Yeah, I know.
This month.
That's what made me think about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do we know about Arthur Chu? You know who Arthur Chu is?
No.
The guy from Jeopardy.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. If you watch Jeopardy, there's no rule that says that you have to, but generally, you go in there and it says like Sports for 50, Alex. That's what it's called, Sports for 50, Alex. Now, but you know, they do it 50, then 60, then 70. In other words, they run the entire category,
mm-hmm.
and that's just kind of the way that people do it. But that's not what Arthur Chu did. He made headlines and really made people kind of unhappy because he was an 11-time champion, and basically he would bounce all over the board. Well, he collected $298,000 during his reign. He was trailing in last place on Wednesday night, but had a fighting chance until the final Jeopardy question. When he couldn't correctly answer, he was the last male monarch who had previously been the Prince of Wales. The answer was George VI, George the Sixth, but Chu guessed George the Second. Chu gained the worldwide attention because of his unorthodox strategy of skipping all around the board, searching for daily doubles, and sometimes he bet nothing on them, happy to simply take them away from his opponents. Oh! Oh! So that's the way that he was.
A little dirty pool.
That's it. He plays to tie and not win, and speeds through rounds so fast that he occasionally cuts off Alex Trebek. The strategy earned him critics, but plenty of fans. And you know what else it earned him? $298,000, okay?
Money talks.
Yeah, at least before taxes.
Okay.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Do you have 5 or more alcohol beverages when you drink? Clinically defined, that is binge drinking. But clinical definitions don't mean much to most drinkers. What matters is what you think. Do you think you might have a drinking problem? Contact BV Casa if you think your alcohol consumption is becoming a problem. BV Casa serves the entire Brazos Valley and can direct you toward intervention programs or local networks of people living in recovery. Call 1-866-448-1699 or visit bvcasa.org.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Patrick, you might really be interested in this, but we are working, we were mentioning earlier, the House of Cards, that television show,
mm-hmm.
Freddy's Restaurant. You know, Freddy's.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
The ribs.
That's the one. Yep. If you've got $119,000 to spend on a fancy old Baltimore storefront, then the property at 2601 Greenmount Avenue on House of Cards. It's where Senator Frank Underwood sometimes goes for private time. Well, Kevin Spacey escapes to that building, which, by the way, is not a Washington, D.C. barbecue joint. It's actually in Baltimore. But the owner, selling it for $119,000, however, the most recent evaluation put it at $21,000. Strike while the iron's hot.
Uh-huh. I was about to say, it doesn't really look like it's in the best of
neighborhoods.
Right.
Yep, and I think that's probably right. Well, we're talking about restaurants, tipping. Tipping appears to be on the decline in the U.S., according to the results of a survey from VoucherCloud.net. Three-quarters of responders said they tip less than 20%. When asked why, more than half of the people within that group said they could not afford the additional cost, while 33% said wait staff often did not deserve that much of a tip. I can go with number two. I can't go with number one. I just personally feel like if you can't afford to tip, don't go to a restaurant where they expect you to tip.
Absolutely correct.
But I'm an old guy. That's what I think. Now, here's the survey participants, and I asked what they paid. 11% said they paid nothing as far as tips. 35% said they paid less than 10% of the bill. That's the largest category. A third of the people, between 10 and 19%, and 23% said that they would tip 20% or more of a bill. And I don't mind tipping more than 15%. Don't mind tipping 20% or more if it's really good service. But, you know, if they just kind of expect it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just seems to me that there's some restaurants where they really have good wait staff. And then there's one that I can think of that I won't name, that their wait staff is horrible. I mean, whether it's takeout or sitting at the table. I like the food, but the staff is... So, you know, what do you do in a case like that? That's pretty difficult. I mean, I go ahead and tip usually, but wow. Just seems like it would make a little bit of a difference. So are you one of those people... Zach, Patrick, you don't have to listen. This has to do with reading glasses. Y'all are not there yet. Drugstore glasses are an affordable option if you just need them to, I don't know, read a menu or something like that. However, if you find yourself using them a lot, you really should consider a prescription. That, according to an optometrist by the name of Melvin Shear, says a lot of adults require significantly different prescriptions for each eye. Cheaters or off-the-rack type glasses have the same magnification, obviously, in both lenses, but only... not only are you seeing not seeing as clearly as you could, but you could also cause some eye strain. Eye strain leads to headaches. He recommends getting a prescription reader if you wear your glasses regularly. And if you work at a computer, measure the distance from your eyes to the screen. Take that number with you to the eye doctor and get tested at that distance. Even people with prescription bifocals or progressives should have a pair of single vision glasses specifically for that extended screen time. So think about that again. Even if you're wearing glasses, you may need a different set of glasses if you have to spend a lot of time in front of a computer screen.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Good morning, about 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The History Channel has picked up the Hatfield and the McCoys star Bill Paxton to play Sam Houston in its latest miniseries called Texas Rising.
Nice. All right. That'll be pretty good.
It'll be about the founding of the Texas Rangers, and it'll begin with the law enforcement groups beginning in 1823, and also show its role when the Lone Star State seceded from the Union during the War of Northern Aggression.
What channel is that on?
That's going to be on History.
Oh, okay.
Coming up.
AMC, I think, is having Turned, I think. It's about the first spiring or whatever in the United States during the Revolutionary War.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it looked pretty interesting, too.
Oh, okay.
So,
that sounds good.
Just throw that in there.
All right. In a test to see who could complete a virtual reality computer game first, chimps beat humans. Researchers were seeking to compare the spatial cognitive abilities between humans and chimps. They pitched 12 kids and 4 adults this game, and then they had them play, and then they had several chimps do this, okay, to solve a series of digital mazes. In terms of speed, the chimps generally were on par with children aged 3 to 6, but when it came to taking the shortest distance on the hardest maze, the chimpanzee, one of them, Pansy, beat all comers, all humans. Even more embarrassing, the humans had 10 to 20 hours of training versus 5 to 10 hours for the chimps. As one researcher said, they are curious and intrinsically motivated to find more information about the world. There's the problem right there. Most people just kind of go, yeah. Because, I mean, you can go to Google and find out anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of, do you want to actually turn around in your chair and hit the enter button so the screen will pop up. I mean, it's just too much trouble. But chimps are just, they're more in that situation where they're actually motivated to gather information. They're somewhat inquisitive. And that's the problem, I guess, I have. Younger people just don't seem to be as motivated to be inquisitive, which is unfortunate. You're only interested in what you're interested in, right?
Act more like monkeys, kids.
There you go.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store's local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch, Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fado's Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Munch of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fido's Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
You'll always find fresh values at Subway, where this March, we've got two favorites as our featured values. The much-loved meatball marinara continues as our featured $5 footlong. Try it with peppers and melty mozzarella, along with our signature marinara sauce. And don't miss the better-for-you Black Forest ham, our $3 6-inch select. On freshly baked bread with your choice of veggies like crunchy cucumbers. Get them both all month long as our March featured values. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only plus tax prices. Participation may vary. Presence Iron Alaska Hawaii. Additional charge for breakfast.
Aggie baseball fans, the next homestand for the team starts Tuesday, March 18th with Columbia with a 6:35 first pitch. Then it's the first SEC series of the year, Friday, March 22nd to Sunday, March 23rd. A&M squaring off against Florida. Friday night, 6:35. Saturday afternoon, 2:05. Sunday at 1:05. Final game on this five-game homestand brings the Sam Houston State Bearcats to town Tuesday, March 25th at 6:35. For ticket information for each of these games, call 1-888-99-AGGIE or go online to AggieAthletics.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Lady Gaga.